The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, January the 29th. We've got some very talented young people with us today from Hickman High School. Let's start. First of all, though, I want to introduce you to Sarah Gerling. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank
Good
you.
To have you
Thank
back
you so
here.
Much.
You are the teacher and you are the director of Moon Over Buffalo.
Correct. Yes.
Which is running in Hickman when?
It's actually this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All of our performances are at 7:30.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week, 7:30.
Yes.
Now, Moon Over Buffalo is about what?
It's a farce. It's a very funny play, and it has lots of complicated relationships. There are only 8 characters, but...
And we've got half of the cast
We do.
With us
we've
today.
Got half the cast
And they
us.
Are so talented.
They're great kids.
They really are very good.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of physical comedy in
there
it,
is.
Isn't it?
There is. It's actually called... The kind of play is called a door farce. There are 5 doors on the set, and a big part of the comedy is constantly entering and exiting and where are they going to be next.
Yeah.
So lots of movement, lots of physicality.
Eight students, mm-hmm. 8 characters.
Yes.
Is it difficult? Was it difficult to narrow it down to the 8 people?
It was incredibly difficult. We had 45 awesome students who came out and auditioned, and I felt very fortunate. I feel like I've got a great group here, but I could have easily casted a couple other sections of the show.
Yes, it's too bad that you didn't do double casting,
right.
So you could have had a group do it on Friday night, a group triple casting.
Right, yes, yeah.
So anyway, set up the scene. We're going to do 2 short scenes here today,
yes,
with the students. Set up this first one.
We've got Rosalind and Howard. They are engaged to one another.
Okay.
Rosalind's parents, and we'll see them or hear them in a scene a bit later, they are actors, and currently they're performing in shows. Rosalind was an actress. She's left the theater and no longer wants a part of that. But her fiancé, Howard, is enamored with this life. He's a television weatherman, and he desperately wants to be a part of this high life with her.
Okay, so we have it for you right now. It's a scene from Moon Over Buffalo, and the real names of the 2 characters.
We have Dylan Hosmer Quint and Jackie Ofterhide.
Okay, Dylan's a TV weatherman, right? A scene from Moon Over Buffalo. Take it, kid.
Sweetheart?
Hi, honey. Come on in.
Are your parents here?
I don't think so.
Oh, good.
Howard.
Well, I'm sorry. You know how I feel about this meeting the in-laws business. It makes me nervous.
Howard, you'll do fine.
It'd be all right if they weren't such big stars. The glamorous life.
Howard, does this look glamorous to you?
Well, yeah, it does.
Howard, this is Buffalo, New York. It's like Scranton, but without the charm.
I was born here, actually.
Oh.
I like Scranton, too.
That's beside the point. Howard, I want you to be very, very nice to them. Just tell them how much you admire their work.
Well, I do. I mean, my God, when I was a kid, they were on the cover of Life magazine. Shakespeare on Broadway.
Look out, Barrymore's Here Comes the Haze. They had it reproduced on their china.
Wow.
And then they had 2 big flops and they ended up in Hollywood.
I know. I saw every movie they ever made.
Good.
Sergeant Yukon, Apache Woman... Wait, I forgot the bag.
What bag?
I have a surprise for your father. When I was in New York last week, I read about a big auction in the paper. They were selling off all the props and stuff from one of the studios. And, well, I bought one of your father's old costumes.
That is so sweet. Which one did you get?
General George S. Patton. I thought he'd like it.
Aw.
Okay. I liked it. So is this in the living room of their house?
No, it... All takes place in a green room of the theater where they're performing, where the Hayes are performing their plays.
Okay, you two did a fantastic job on that. Break a leg on the production this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have the mom and the pop here,
we
right?
We do.
And they're the stars.
Mm-hmm.
They're the stars.
They are.
Are they washed up a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. They used to have this grand and glorious life performing on Broadway. And Charlotte, in particular, her dreams were to go to Hollywood and become a big star. And they thought they were going to get these big parts in a movie, but
it didn't work out.
But they get a call from Frank Capra saying he's going to come and see their play, and he might cast them in this movie.
Okay, so their real names are?
We've got Aaron Young and Corey Piotr.
And the character names?
George and Charlotte Hay.
Go ahead. Let's hear your scene.
George?
Hmm?
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have an affair with Eileen?
Charlotte, how can you say such a thing?
I've seen how you look at her.
Well, she's a pretty girl. I'm not dead.
Not yet. I know exactly when it happened, George. We were in the middle of that terrible fight.
And whose fault was that?
It was your fault, dear. You call me the world's oldest living ingenue.
I merely mentioned that a woman in her 50s should not play St. Joan. That's like watching Eleanor Roosevelt play Peter Pan.
I happen to admire Eleanor Roosevelt.
Well, so do I, but I don't want to watch her fly out a window.
You're changing the subject.
For heaven's sake, Eileen barely even knows I exist.
Oh, please. When you walk in the room, she starts to glow. I could use her for a reading lamp.
Oh, you're off your rocker. It's extraordinary. It's unkind.
George, I don't mind as long as you tell me the truth. Did you have an affair with her or didn't you? Yes or no?
No, all right. The answer's no.
Really?
We have to find out. We have to go. We have to go see the production
to
find out whether there was an affair or not. What time period are we setting? Because you mentioned Frank Capra.
1953.
So this is 1953. Mm-hmm. Okay. These two scenes, were they in the green room?
Yes.
Both of them are in the green room, and they finally get to meet. The TV weatherman meets the stars.
Yes, in much hilarity ensues when he meets up with them.
Well, it sounds like it's a wonderful production. Let's get everybody's real name again. Start on the end.
Corey Piotr.
And?
I'm Aaron Young.
And?
Jackie Ofterhide.
And?
I'm Dylan Hosmer-Quinch.
Okay. And the other four characters, the other four students that couldn't be here, their names are?
We've got... Oh, gosh. We've got Sean McCumber. Thank you. I don't know why I'm blanking.
Okay.
Sean McCumber. We've got Berkeley Roloff, Megan Enfield, and Zoe Parham.
Okay. We wanted to mention their names since they weren't here with us today. Sarah, thank you so much for coming by. Kids, thank you. You did a great job. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Can they buy tickets in advance or at the door?
At the door.
Okay. And
$6 for... adults and $4 for seniors and students.
Can they go online to find out more information or just show up?
Just show up.
We got it. The production is how long?
The production will be about 2 hours. We'll have an intermission in there as well.
Moon over Buffalo. We appreciate you coming by.
Absolutely.
And I break a leg, all of you. All right? We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, we've got the Central Missouri Dietetic Association and MU Healthcare will be on. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hayden, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mounzer. And if you'd like to see what these kids look like, just go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can watch it as a vodcast, download it. And you kids can watch yourselves as many times as you want. All right? See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.